Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you tonight for joining us on our Spring Author Showcase tonight. And I just want to give you, just thank you again, because we have so many things going on. We wear so many hats, but you're taking the time out to join us, and we truly, truly appreciate it. We do not take it lightly. I want to thank each of our sponsors for the month of March. Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I'm not going to go into detail like I normally would every week concerning her, because she's one of our featured authors tonight. Horizon Unlimited LLC is a coaching that brings your dreams into a reality. Go to www.dawnbaldwingibson.com to get your destiny journey started today. Again, that's Horizon Unlimited LLC. That's a coaching that brings your dreams into reality. Go visit www.dawnbaldwingibson.com to get your destiny journey started today. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia, beside Golden Crust, inside of F&D Beauty. Roz specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, from relaxers to twists, natural hair, braids, quick weaves, lock maintenance, and so, so much more. Make your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. Anytime you see me posting on Facebook with events that I've gone to, and people are saying, your hair is flawless, your makeup is flawless, that's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar right there in action. So call Roz and tell her you heard it on Fire to Inspire. Unique Expression by Design specializes in your custom products to you, your business or personal needs. So you need family reunion t-shirts or unique cups, journals, mugs, whatever it is that you need that needs to be customized and personalized, if it's for your business or personal needs, Angelise Washington can take care of you. And then finally, Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound, with Vincent Lynch. All of his music is located on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. And I tell you, this man is God sent, and his music is awesome, awesome, awesome. So all of our sponsors are on Facebook. You can look them up. Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, Horizon Unlimited LLC with Dawn Baldwin Gibson, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, Unique Expression by Design. Our honor is Angelise Washington, and Third Heaven Sound's honor is Vincent Lynch. And I'm telling you, all of these people's businesses have been such a blessing. I thank you so much for joining, for sewing into this fruitful broadcast. And I praise God for each and every one of you. Well, guys, tonight is our first night, part one of our author showcase. And our first author up is one of our sponsors that's been a sponsor since we started On Fire to Inspire on our own network. And I praise God for this woman of God, this truly, truly anointed woman. And her, the title of her book is Experiencing the Greatness of God. And as I said with her introduction of the sponsors, I didn't want to go into it and steal any of her steam. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce and welcome Miss Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. Welcome to All About Fire to Inspire, Woman of God. How are you?
Well, Aaliyah, I'm doing well, and thank you so much for having me on this evening. I count it as a blessing, and I know that God has a way of connecting the saints of God for kingdom-minded things to advance his kingdom. And so I'm just, thankful to be here tonight to share.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. So I didn't want to introduce you too much or talk too much about what your book is about or anything and steal any of your thunder. So I want you to go ahead and take it from here. Tell us about your book and, you know, give us a synopsis and scenario so that, you know, people can see how they can benefit from purchasing your book.
Okay. Be happy to, Aaliyah. My family went through a tremendous journey with our youngest son. He was afflicted by alcoholism for over a decade. And, you know, through all of we went through with our son named Dale, I kept the faith. My husband kept the faith. And we believe in the power of prayer. And I and my husband witnessed the power of God moving in our youngest son's life, freeing him, giving him a liberty that he had never experienced before because he was so bound by this addiction. And as a result of the journey in 2014, I was tremendously blessed to launch my first book. And in the book, I talk about my son's journey. I talk about my journey as his mother. And I talk about his magnificent deliverance that took place February 21st, 2012. And God commissioned me to write the book because my family is like so many other families that have been afflicted and that are still dealing with the issues of addiction, whether it's alcohol or whether it's drug addiction. And God just wanted to use my family's journey to be able to help others that are experiencing what he has brought us through. And I just thank God for the opportunity to do it because the enemy was attempting to really kill. He wanted to destroy my youngest son. But I'm so thankful tonight that through the power of prayer and faith in God, that what the enemy thought that he was going to accomplish, God rendered that completely moot. Nothing that the enemy tried to do was successful. And that is because we serve a great God.
Yes.
And I thank God that in February 2012, my son entered treatment. And from there, it's just been this wondrous work of God in his life. And also in my family's life, because we've all been in recovery since that time. But I just thank God how he's using us individually as well as collectively to share this powerful testimony and journey and also share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen. Now, your son, as a result of that testimony, share with us how God is using him now.
Be glad to. There are some things that God does in our lives that we have to really sit back and marvel. Because you know that if God had not done it, it would not have taken place. There was no way my son could have come out what he did unless the hand of God was upon him for good.
Mm-hmm.
And since 2014, there's been a tremendous turnaround, just as this supernatural drive that God has given our son Dale. He has, this, as a matter of fact, this past February, he now has 5 years of sobriety, and I praise God for that because anyone knows that the number five, the spiritual significance of the number five is grace.
Yes.
That's amazing grace.
Yes.
That 5 years later, we're looking at a young man that God has tremendously turned his life around. He is now a certified, nationally certified personal fitness trainer.
Yes.
And I look at his life now and how he's overcome these different hurdles. And I said, Lord, you know how to set us up for greatness. See, that's what the book is about. It's about the greatness of God. It's not about evangelists. It's about the greatness of God, Aaliyah.
Yes.
God knows how to set us up for greatness. Because, see, when man sets us up, we're subject to fall. But when God sets you up, nobody can make you fall.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And so he now is as of 2016, he became a nationally certified physical fitness trainer. And I'm just amazed when I see him. I'm just amazed that when I look at him, I see the handiwork of God on my child that was so bound by addiction. But I look at the greatness of God. When I look at him, Aaliyah, I actually look at the greatness of God, because that's what I see when I look at my son. Because nobody could have done it but God.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's
such a beautiful testimony.
It's amazing how God used the addiction to give Dale, to ignite the passion that he's already called Dale to do. This was already part of God's master plan for his life.
Mm-hmm.
But he uses the same passion and energy that my son, he had when he was bound by, he was determined to get that drink any way he could. He uses that same passion and zeal now, but it's all for his glory. As my son helps people to become more physically fit and how to eat, properly, he's helped me and my husband, just a blessing, Aaliyah, all the way around.
Yeah,
and I look at Dale, because so many people that knew him when he was bound, they're just amazed, because they know that no man could have done that. That had to be of a supernatural power. They know that somebody great, the supernatural power of God, was all about what transformed my life around, or my son's life around, rather. And so we're just thankful that God has gave me the anointing to write the book and share my son's remarkable journey and how he overcame and how he's still overcoming. Because, none of us have arrived. We haven't arrived, our family, but God is using us collectively as well as individually, Aaliyah, to really bring hope and inspiration to hurting people.
Amen. Man, and how can we find the book? How can we, get the book? How can we, are you available for speaking engagements, book readings?
Absolutely. The book is available on all internet or online bookstores. Again, the title of my book is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I was trying to recall the other question you had asked when you were asking me about where is the book available. The book is available, as I mentioned, on all internet online bookstores. And I'm also available for speaking engagements as well, Aaliyah. I was trying to remember the question. I apologize that you had asked initially. But I'm available as well as my son. God is using us even now, Aaliyah, to share his remarkable journey and my family's journey, of what he has overcome and still overcoming. Because once you've been through something like this, there's a dependency that you have in God. You know that it's only God that can keep you. And so it's not like, you get delivered supernaturally and you kind of go your way and forget about the God that brought you out. No, we recognize that we need God every single day and, to keep us. Definitely, like I said, we're available to speak. We're available to share our testimony. So, that's something we're definitely willing to do.
Okay, great, great, great. Well, Evangelist, we truly appreciate you tonight. The title of the book, again, is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And I'm telling you, God has done a powerful, powerful work because nobody can do it like him. Like she said, that was a supernatural move of God, and God is using Dale greatly. And if you want to follow Dale, look him up on Facebook. You're seeing the great things that he's doing. He's even a mentor?
Yes, he's very involved in Alcohol Anonymous there in North Carolina. And most recently, Aaliyah, he became the owner and personal trainer of his own business, Destined to Make It Fitness in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we give God the praise that now, you know, that he took my son from the despair of alcoholism to now becoming and he's actually working toward getting his master certification, but he's now a certified personal fitness trainer, and give God the glory, a business owner. So we
yes.
praise God for how he truly does transform our lives for his glory.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you again for stopping by tonight and sharing with us, and we also thank you for being a sponsor, because as I said before, Evangelist has been a sponsor with On Fire to Inspire since I went live on the On Fire to Inspire network on my own 2 years ago. And I praise God for you. I praise God for your testimony and your son's testimony. I praise God for your family. And I tell you, the best is not yet to come. It's here. And so I'm just you know, celebrating with you as God continues to do a great work.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I definitely receive it.
Amen. Well, thanks again. I tell you guys, y'all got
to
go out. Yes, ma'am. Y'all got to go out and check out that book, Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. That's Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. That book, I'm telling you, definitely need to pick up, because it would definitely be a blessing to your family. If you know someone with any type of addiction, it's applicable. I mean, because God can move anything. He can make anything that looks hopeless. He can change that thing around and make it into a testimony. I'm telling you, he's no respect for person. And I just posted on Facebook earlier about the scripture, and there's nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is have faith and believe it. And I tell you, we have the power and authority in our mouth. We just a lot of times don't understand that we have it. He said, I've given you the right, the power, the authority, but I need you to, you know, I need you to talk. I need you to speak over some things. But, you know, when you understand the word and the power that you have, you will operate differently. You will think differently, because it starts with the shifting of the mindset. So we're going to move into another guest that his mom is double booked. This is our 10-year-old author. He was 9 when they released the book. His name is Jamari Moore. And the title of his book, so I'm just going to tell y'all a little bit about it, because they're not available tonight. But I told them I still wanted to mention his book. The title of the book is My Family of Miracles by God's Grace. And I'm telling you, this little boy told his mom, he said, Mama, I want to write a book about our family. His mom is a single parent, and I want to say she has 6 children. 2 are only biological. The other 4 are adopted. And I want to say that, if I'm remembering the testimony correctly, that his biological mother had an addiction of some sort. But he wrote this book, and it is has been such a blessing to them. And I'm going to read the little information that I have about the book. And it is available on Amazon. It's called My Family of Miracles by God's Grace by Jamari Moore. And it says, this is a book filled with hope, healing, and the undeniable power of God. This family has experienced some very difficult times. Today, they're all grateful to have each other. The 9-year-old author, preacher, and musician wants to encourage others to have faith and let nothing stop them from striving to reach their dreams. All things are possible if we believe. So that's the little overview of that book by Mr. Jamari, I tell you. And they call him, his nickname is the Bishop. So I think he's turned 10 by now. When they released the book in August of last year, he was 9, so I don't know if he celebrated a birthday yet. But guys, I tell you, I mean, who wouldn't love that a child is so grateful that he said, Mom, I want to write a book. And then he has a mom that he says, this is my mama. She didn't birth me. but she's my mom, and mom saw the vision, and so she carried it, and she moved forth in it. Because some, you know, it says the vision, once you, you know, write that vision, that someone else will carry it forth for you many times, and that's the mama that did it. And I praise God for his mom, Ramonda Moore Brown, that made sure that she had it. That's a praying lady. She's actually on an intercessory prayer call now, and she was like, I can't be on. However, I do want to make sure that I support your vision, because this is fruitful ground. So I just thank God for every person that God has placed in our life that is sown into this broadcast. I'm telling you, it's a blessing, and a blessing. So that is Mr. LaJamari Moore. And we're going to also talk about a quick book that you guys may or may not remember or know about. And it is called A Learning Book Just for Me. A Learning Book Just for Me is actually written by yours truly, Aaliyah Butler. And that book is a children's book. I'm only going to talk about the children's book tonight. And that book teaches children foundational English and Spanish. So they teach them their colors, their numbers, their days of the week, their months of the year, their seasons, and their shapes. And I'm telling you, it's such a brightly colored book with their character, Precious the Panda, and it's so much fun. And when I go in and do story times and book readings at daycares and schools, I don't just read. It's actually interactive. And so I act like I have selective amnesia, and the kids just have a ball with it because I forget everything and they have to remind me, and I'm so over the top and animated with it. But it's so much fun. The book is available as a paperback as well as an ebook. The hardbacks, we can get those ordered, but they, you know, a little costly for those, but we can get them for you if you need them. But again, that book is entitled A Learning Book Just for Me. It is available in paperback and ebook. It's available on Kindle and Amazon. And I tell you, if you want to book me for story times, book readings, or come to your summer camp, something of that nature, let us know ahead of time so we can get you into some scheduling in. And the number that you can book that at 678-750-3233, or email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. I tell you guys, it's been such a blessing. Got another author coming up. This author has a couple of books out herself, but one of her books is a children's book called Jeffrey's Story. And I tell you, it's talking about a sickle cell crisis. And Angel Henderson is the author of this book. And so we're going to welcome Angel, and she's going to talk more about that for us. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Angel. How are you this evening?
Good evening, good evening. I am wonderful. And yourself tonight?
I am great. I am great.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for having us tonight.
Yes, ma'am. I'm excited about it. With Reading Awareness Month, I was like, hey, I got to highlight and showcase some of my authors, so I'm excited about doing so.
Yes. Well, Jeffrey's Story, as you were saying, it's called Jeffrey's Story, A Time of Sickle Cell Crisis. I am an ambassador advocate for sickle cell. So I created a character for sickle cell called Silly Cell, and I wanted to showcase Silly Cell and also educate, you know, children, not just this book is not just for children with sickle cell, but it's for their siblings and for their classmates, so they'll understand what a child with sickle cell is going through. So in this book, little Jeffrey has a crisis on the playground, and all the children are concerned about him and wanting to understand what sickle cell is. And so Silly Cell becomes the educator in the book, and she comes to the school and teaches the children about sickle cell and healthy eating. So that's what Jeffrey's Story, A Time of Sickle Cell Crisis, is about. And you can find that on Amazon under the name Angel Woods. Okay. Or if you just put Jeffrey's Story, make sure you put A Time of Sickle Cell Crisis in it, and it'll come right up.
Okay. A Time of Sickle Cell Crisis. Jeffrey's Story, A Time of Sickle Cell Crisis?
Yes, yes. If you put Jeffrey's Story and then sickle cell, it's going to come up. But there are some other books called Jeffrey's Story that are not children's books. So if you just put Jeffrey's Story in, something else might come up. So you got to make sure you put the sickle cell part in with it so it'll come straight up.
Okay. Okay. What was your what made you want to write this book?
Well, like I said, you know, a lot of people don't understand, you know, what a child is going through. So it's a very educational book. It's for children, but I've had teenagers and adults read this book and mm-hmm. learn more about sickle cell. So it's just education and awareness. And like I said, also I wanted to be able to also showcase the character that I created for sickle cell just now. And so she's the educator in the book. And so the vision and dream is to one day soon get the costume made of Silly mm-hmm. Cell so that she can actually go into the schools and the hospitals and, you know, show the kids with sickle cell love, but also, you know, educate other children so they understand what their classmates going to. Or you might have a sibling or a cousin that's trying to figure out why this child is sick all the time, you know, why they just in pain all of a sudden. Because in the book, Jeffrey was playing on the playground, and all of a sudden he's in pain and has to go to the hospital because he's having a crisis. And so sickle cell is one of those unpredictable diseases. But I was healed from it, but I still advocate for those that are yet to be healed, and I speak healing over them. And my desire for my foundation, Tillow Silly Cell Project International, is to take hope, help and healing to that community. So in this book, we also talk about healthy eating. And one of my parents told me that through her son reading this book, it got him to drink water. So I was very excited mm-hmm. and happy about that.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. Amen.
Yeah. I encourage them that if you start them off eating right and drinking water when they're young, you know, then they won't develop that bad habit of the sodas and Kool-Aid and all that other stuff that people get hooked on. So I wanted to reach them while they were young with the healthy eating and the water.
Amen, amen. So you also have a couple other books that you're released or journal
yes,
and something else you mentioned?
My journal. That is my newest book. Just came on the market. It's amazing. Y'all have to get it. And it's really for all ages, but, you know, I created the journal. It's called Journaling Through Your Healing. And every blank page has a scripture on it. And I want people to take those scriptures. In the intro, I tell them, you may begin your journey with some pain, but by the end of you writing in that journal, I expect total healing. You know, through you reading each scripture on every page and letting that get in your spirit and take root, you know, I expect the healing. So it's called Journaling Through Your Healing. It's also available on Amazon under the author Angel Silly Cell Woods. So you can get that book on Amazon as well. So a lot of people, you know, you might be in the hospital, you might be at home in pain, and this is something sort of to document, you know, the day you begin your healing. One day you might make up in your mind, you know, this is the day I'm going to start my healing. So you might start off with so many pain pills, but by the end of this journal, all your pain pills will be gone. You know, we expect the healing at the end of this journal, you know. So it's called Journaling Through Your Healing. So you get to document everything in this journal. It's notebook size, so you're able to write things out and document it. You know, write letters to the Lord. You can pretty much do anything with the journal. But the greatest part is the scriptures. It's something inspirational on every page. It's a scripture on every page for you to read and get in your spirit.
Amen, amen. Now, you have another book as well, right?
I do have another book, but that book is not currently available. That's Develop and Nurture Your Gifts and Talents. So we're still working to bring that book back out.
Okay. Okay. You're updating that one. Okay. All right. All right. So with the journal, is it just for people with sickle cell that's desiring to walk in their healing? Or?
No. Like, it's for anybody. I'm an advocate for sickle cell, but I'm an advocate for rare diseases, period. The book, I dedicated it kind of to the sickle cell community, but, you know, on the cover it says, I choose red for the blood, also for the blood of Jesus. So the blood of Jesus came to heal us all, not just people with sickle cell. So anybody can benefit from this journal. You know, it could be a healing of the heart, a healing of the mind. It can be a healing in every area of your, whatever area of your life you need healing in, you can use this journaling through your healing. So we're looking for people with any, you know, disease or any type of sickness or any illness, you know, that need healing in any area. It could be your mind, and you begin to read these scriptures on a daily basis. And get total healing in your mind. So that's what we're looking for. That's what it's all about.
Amen. So how do they find the book or the journal? How do we go about doing that?
They can find both of those books on Amazon.com. Jeffrey's Story, A Time of Sickle Cell Crisis, and Journaling Through Your Healing. They're both on Amazon. You can get them right now. You know, they both go to help raise funds for my foundation. So you'll be blessing yourself, blessing a child, getting your healing, and supporting our foundation.
Amen. Anything that you would like to wrap up with?
No, I just, like I said, I really, you know, with the children's book, you know, I feel like sickle cell has been around over 100 years, and people still need to be educated about it. And if we can start children out while they're young with their education, you know, you might have children, you might have siblings, classmates, one of their classmates might have sickle cell, and they want to understand. So I think that book is very important, you know, for educational-wise, for awareness, but also, like I said, healthy eating and teaching them to eat their green vegetables and drink their water. And see, a lot of times children might not listen to you, but they'll listen to Silly Cell. You know what I'm saying? They'll listen to a cartoon character telling them, hey, eat your vegetables, drink your water. So that's the uniqueness of that book. And the journal, Journaling Through Your Healing, the cover speaks volume by itself. When you see the cover of Journaling Through Your Healing, there's a picture, you know, that my son designed of Jesus Christ on the cross, you know, shedding his blood, you know, and he shed his blood long over 2,000 years ago for our healing. So journal through your healing, you know what I'm saying? Begin to write, get that journal and write letters to the Lord and begin to just thank him. And then begin to each day you will see a difference, I promise you, in your life. Because the word works, and there's a scripture on every page, you know. I just get so excited about it, you know. It was amazing few months, you know, getting, you know, as God would tell me what scripture, he'd give me, okay, this scripture, and I'll add one, and I'll add another one. And so it was really a blessing, and so I'm excited about it. And so I'm excited about people getting it and hearing the testimonies of healing in every area of their life coming forth.
Amen. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us and sharing with your story about your story, about, you know, your healing journal. And also, you have one other thing that you do. What as far as your show?
My radio show, I do Totally Heal every Saturday at 11 a.m. Totally Heal. And this Saturday, we'll actually have a young guy out of Florida, TJ, and he does natural healing aids for people with different sicknesses and diseases. And that's what we want to promote, you know. There are God created herbs. You know, he created foods. He created things that are natural healers for us, that we don't have to take all these different medications that are toxic and things like that. And so he has a natural wellness organization in Florida. And so he will be our guest on Saturday. So I'm excited about interviewing him on Saturday morning. And so tune in. If you need a healing in your body and you're sick and tired of all those different medications that the doctors are giving you, tune in and learn the different herbs and the different things that the alternatives that's out there for natural healing that you can take for your body. So, yeah, tune in Saturday morning, 11 a.m., right here on Fire to Inspire Network at 11 a.m.
Same number, same link. All right, thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Have a blessed night.
Yes, you too. All right, guys, we got a guest that was able to join us tonight. So we're going to turn a little bit. We talked about how God healed through an addiction with Alexandra Townsend and experiencing the greatness of God in the spiritual realm. We talked about a learning book just for me, my children's book. We talked about Jamari's book, which was talking about a miracle, his family miracle. And then now we're going to change gears. Well, his book was entitled My Family of Miracles by God's Grace. And he was a nine-year-old author when they had brought the book out. Now we're going to switch gears and we're going to Teresa Smith Cullins. I always mix up her hyphenation. And we're going to be talking about her book. She is playwright, author, screenwriter. I tell you, this lady does it all, and she does it well. And we're going to welcome Teresa to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. Anytime I am able to hear your program, I am just uplifted. I'm just so happy to be on. I'm in meetings a lot of times, and I can't get to you. But tonight was really, really great. I really enjoyed it. I really did.
Amen.
And how are you this evening?
I am great. I'm excited about what God is doing through all these great authors because there's so many gifts and talents and abilities that people are sitting on, and I'm happy to see that they're not sitting on theirs.
And you know, Aaliyah, being that you said that, we need to be encouragers and let others know to stop sitting on their talent. Stop sitting on what God has said and said, I'll wait. I'll do it next year. I'll wait until I get a little bit more money. But then we have to let them know they don't have to spend tons of money. They don't have to make the mistakes I made when I was getting published. So we can let others know there are ways to get around being conned. Because I was, but now I'm here to talk about my book. My book is From Shame to Silence to Solace in the Lord, and it is subtitled Claiming Victory Over Abuse, which is around faith, family, and fellowship, and forgiveness. I first started out being I am a victor of domestic abuse. I wanted to write about domestic abuse through the eyes of a man as to why men abuse. But then God just sent me in all sorts of directions. And this book helped me heal. In writing about it helped me heal because I forgave my the person who abused me, and I had to start from within in forgiving him. But I haven't spoken. Writing this book helped me to know that I cannot carry the burden that people inflict upon me. I cannot bury. I cannot bury that inside. I must bury it 6 feet under. And be done with it. But this book has now put me in the path of wanting to make a movie. And I did a short film a few years ago, and just last year I made a trailer because I submitted that to the STEM Festival. I must say thank you, Aaliyah, for being a part of our trailer that was submitted. You did a wonderful job. I didn't know you had it in you.
Hey, I didn't know I had it in me either, but I love supporting, and it was so much fun, and I thank you for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I can say that people who have read my book have said that they were truly blessed. One male who is a homosexual said that when he read the book, he forgave his abusers because
wow.
he was molested as a child. And
yeah.
And that really made me feel good to know that this book, the words I wrote in this, I don't know where they came from, but God just gave them to me. And it dealt with this young man who was marrying women, but he was a bisexual. But his hurt came from early childhood. And that was because his mother's boyfriends sexually molested him. So he brought that pain over into his adulthood. And everybody who crossed his path, they received the same pain and hurt that he received as a child. So there was a healing process in this guy. And this one, I'm going back to one male who called me. He said that he saw that he was innocent in the whole process of his molestation. He said because he felt that even when he got older and he was still being molested, that he invited that violent act upon himself. And he finally forgave himself and he forgave his abusers.
Wow.
And I said, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. If I can just reach one. And that was what I was saying. Lord, just let me reach one person to heal their pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were others who stated that they just saw it as entertainment. But there was a message in the writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God. And I just thank God for it.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So your thing that inspired you, your inspiration was to bring your own healing to your abuse.
Yes. Because my first thought, Aaliyah, was this man attacked me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was nice to him during the whole time of our relationship, and I just
mm-hmm.
couldn't understand what was going on in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sat down to start writing, I said, God, it's just you and me. So what can I do to make this, to bring this book to life as to why this man abused me? But I had to add a little flavor to it because I really don't know anything about this man's childhood. But
mm-hmm.
God said a lot of men abuse because they are hurt as children.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them don't get help.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell because that's taboo. That's one
mm-hmm.
of those things. That like domestic abuse, you know, when I was growing up, it was to be swept under the rug. You don't
right.
talk about this. And it's hard for a man to talk about being molested
mm-hmm.
as a boy because
mm-hmm.
the first thing someone would say is, oh, you know, you're funny. Oh, you are homosexual. This would have been brought onto this little boy, not by anything he would have done, but by the viciousness and the meanness of the molester. And then by it not being reported, the molester goes on and on and on and on. And there's no stopping him unless it's brought to the forefront. So when I sat down and started writing, I was shocked at what I had penned. But after hearing other people's stories, I can understand why God directed me in that path to write about, not saying all men who are abusers are molested, but as I stated, this is for this one character in this book. And I'm not saying it was even for the one who abused me, because I didn't know anything about him, unfortunately. But it's about this one story, about this one character. But it's true. It's true, because it happens every day. And that's the sad part about it. It happens.
Well, you know, I can't wait to see the movie, because it was, I mean, it was fun shooting the trailer, because you're trying to figure out, well, what's going to happen next, even with shooting the trailer. So I can't wait to do the full feature film, because there is a message even in the all of the foolishness that he goes through. There's a message in it. And, you know, and again, I thank God for being able to be a part of it. And, you know, sharing my gifts, talents, and abilities with you, and, and thanking God that you asked me to do so.
Well, thank you for accepting. And another story that is interesting in the book, Aaliyah, is that we as women sometimes feel that we have to have a man in our lives. And some of us will settle for any man, just to say we have a man. And we can pray. We can pray and say, Lord, you know, please send him my way. And then sometimes we get to the point of we say, God, you're taking too long. So I've got to help you out. That's where I was, Aaliyah.
You was helping the Lord out.
I helped him out. I helped God out by saying, this man came my way. He said the right thing, and he said, I am just what God has sent for you. You've been praying for a man in your life. And I'm saying, oh, gosh, Father, this must be the one. And God gave me all the signs to say, he's not. Listen to me. I'm saying, no, Lord, he'll straighten up. Okay. We cannot fix another person. I'm old enough now to know that. But even at 45, I thought I could. I thought I could because he was saying he was a man of God. So I'm saying he's fine. He's gonna get straight. But no, God gave me the permission to go ahead, since I was saying, no, Lord, he's gonna be right. He's gonna stop acting like a nut. God said, leave him alone. No, no, Father, no, this is, he said all the right things. And he was all wrong. He was all wrong. And I finally had to come to my senses. I was down there eating with the hogs. And I came to my senses and I said, Father, forgive me for doing it my way. Now, I want to do it your way.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So tell us, how can we get the book? How can we book you for speaking engagements? Because what I'm going to do is get ready to open up the lines to see if anyone have any questions for any of the authors.
Okay. My book can be purchased through me only. I have discontinued it online. But my number is 404. I'm sorry, Aaliyah. Let me give you my other number. It's 678 408-1171. Or my email is assertsc, A-S-E-R-T-S-C, @gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank you again for sharing your gift with us. And we are going to open the lines up, guys, now. If you have a question or comment for any of the authors that we've showcased tonight, go ahead and press 1, and I'm going to bring you live so you can go ahead and answer the ask the question. And I tell you, I just thank God for each and every one that presented tonight, that talked about their book, that shared their gifts, their talents and abilities, because we understand that God gave us these gifts not to sit on them. He didn't give them for ourselves because we can't do anything with it, but we can do everything with sharing it with others. So I thank God for walking in this gift of exhortation, this gift of encouragement, because that's who I am. That's who you created me to be. And I thank God I realized my purpose, the purpose for my life. So if you have a question or a comment for one of the authors, or even for myself, press 1, and we're going to open up the lines for you now at this time. Y'all don't act shame, because the authors want to hear your encouragement. They need to hear it. They're always pouring out. They need to hear that, you know, you're enjoyed hearing about, you know, because it really takes a lot for a person to share their personal story. It takes a lot to get transparent. But see, what has to happen is they have to see the human side of you. You know, people see the glory, but they don't see the story that it took to get there to the glory. And so you didn't see the pain that that mother went through as she watched her son in that addiction. But she was a praying mother. Evangelists continued to pray and trust God. And I'm sure that she saw the end result before she actually saw the end result. And God says, yes, daughter, I will honor your prayers. Yes, daughter, your son is the man of God I've called him to be. And now she's seeing the fruit produced, because God is not going to lie. He cannot tell us a lie. He cannot return. His words won't return void. And so I just tell you, I could just visualize her, you know, praying. I tell you, evangelists, you may want to turn y'all's testimony into a skit. Or maybe even a short film, because that's like the power of a praying mother. So I'm telling you, God is doing the miraculous. And this, if you understand that God is doing some things that you can't fathom in your carnal mind, you got to get out of your mindset. You got to get out of the flesh and understand who he is and who you are in him. So come into the place where he wants to speak to you. Get in your word. Spend time with him. And like Teresa said a moment ago, so many people are caught up in trying to help God. He don't need your help. I promise you he don't. But if you just trust him and you take that time out with him, just like when you were dating, if you're married already, or, you know, when you were dating, you took every moment to talk to them on the phone or to go out and get to know them. He said, I want you to have that same hunger and thirst to get to know me like that. He said, because I have and I desire so much more for you. But I can't reach you because you're too doggone busy. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this is what he said to me. You too busy. And so when I had a layoff a couple years ago, he said, now I had to pull the rug because you weren't going to walk out on faith. So I had to pull the rug so that you can hear me. And there's so much stuff that as I allowed him to just, I had to be still. And there's a piece that he gave me called Be Still on Fire to Inspire. But there are just so many pieces. He says, I know who you are. Because, you know, many times we try to tell God who we are. He says, no, I know who you are. I created you. I know everything about you. Now, I need you to get to know me and see yourself the way I see you. See yourself through my eyes. Know you're not that defeated person. Know you're not that person that struggled with that addiction in the past. Know you're not your past. Know you're not what your mama and grandmama and them did. Know you are not them. And you do not have to carry that. It's already complete. It's finished. It's a finished work over 2,000 years ago. But you got to understand that it's finished. I tell you, I guess I'm just being led by the Spirit, because I did not plan on this one tonight. But I tell you guys, it's too many people that are just sitting out here and living beneath their God-given talent and ability. And God says, come up to where I've brought you to. Come up to where I'm calling you to be. I didn't call you to be so no person living in lack. Lack is not of the kingdom of God. Lack does not exist in the kingdom. How can you lack when your father owns everything? You can't. Because when you're of the kingdom, of any kingdom, kings and priests, they rule and they reign. They don't beg. We're not paupers. So we rule and we reign. So what we got to do is speak over a thing and watch it manifest. I tell you guys, I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I just need you to spend time with him. Even if you get in your word and read one scripture a day, and you just let that scripture get in your spirit. So, and a lot of times when I read personally a scripture, I'll read that scripture, and then I'll read it from King James to New King James. Then I'll read the Amplified Version. Then I'll read New Living Translation. Because if I read all them translations, it's speaking to me in a totally different way. It's breaking it down to the lowest common denominator. And it's like eating just something so good. But I dare you to take time out and start spending time with him. Because you spend time with everybody else. You spend time doing everything else. But I dare you to start spending time with him. And let him minister to you. Let him refresh you. Let him strengthen you. The cares of this world, you cannot carry them. You got to give them to him. Give them to him. I promise you, he's a great burden bearer. I promise you he is. If you have a question or a comment, press 1. I'll go ahead and bring you live. Guys, I tell you, I'm thanking God for all the open doors. I have the opportunity to be the media, one of the media hosts at the conference, where it's going to be a conference that's hosted by Dr. Renee Sunday. The title of it is Revived and Ready to Walk Out My Calling. It is a women's pastors and leaders conference. It's going to be held at Merle Manders Conference Center on this coming Saturday at 11 Davis Road in Stockbridge. So if you're a leader, a woman leader, pastor, or you just want to get in the presence of women who are not just talking the talk and just saying stuff, but they're walking it out, then you may want to go to this conference. Today they have tickets, buy one, get one free. So you might want to jump into that if you plan on going. Look at Dr. Renee Sunday, her website, and you can at 111 Davis Road, Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281. Again, it starts this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. The topic is Revived and Ready to Walk Out My Calling. It's for women pastors and leaders. And again, today on Tuesday, they have buy one, get one free tickets. And also, I just want to thank my brothers in Christ blessed me. So I had an opportunity a couple weeks ago to be a part of the skit Beautiful with Devon Hines. He's the visionary and author. He's the writer of that skit, and he's the songwriter of the song Beautiful. Look that up on CD Baby, I think, or Reverb Nation. I think it's CD Baby. And support it. Beautiful is a beautiful song, and it was written to build up self-esteem, to build up, to come against bullying. And I tell you, you're going to learn more about the numbers with it next week, because we will have Oswald Dennis coming on next week as one of our authors. And I'm telling you, that man knows the numbers, and he will bring it into reality. Because I'm telling you, it's time to stop sugarcoating things, and it's time to come with the truth and do what we got to do. I tell you, I think I have a person 1. Let me see here. Did you press 1?
Hello.
I did. Okay, I was thinking. I was like, I hope I'm bringing someone on. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I wanted to find out about the last speaker. What was the name of the book that she was talking about with the relationships and all that?
The book is From Shame to Silence to Solace in the Lord with Teresa Cullen Smith.
Oh, wow.
From Shame to Silence to Solace in the Lord. I'm telling you, that book is great, but I can't wait to see the movie because I had a great time shooting with them. I had to do the filling in for one of her her cast that wasn't able to make it. And I'm telling you, I was like, oh, that happened? Well, when is the real movie coming out? Because I want to see this. So when you're shooting and you're a part of a small piece and you're like, wow, you know you want to see a movie like that. So I believe, God, that finances are going to open up. That type of project is very expensive. So I'm believing, God, for some doors to open for her to get this done. Because, you know, and I know she don't mind me saying it, but how many 65-year-olds you know that are on fire for God and still writing movies and plays and books? They're not doing it because they, you know, many times they're just kind of like, okay, well, I've lived my life. No, it's just beginning. This is just, you know, you're just going
right,
in the second
right.
year. Yes, ma'am.
Right. That's the word. The latter shall be greater. You know?
Yes.
The latter shall be greater.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And it's definitely true for all, but it's definitely true in her case. And I'm very proud of her. And congratulations to you, Mother Teresa. If you listen from Angel, very proud of you. And I look forward to getting that book and seeing the movie as well.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, guys, so next week, part two, we will have another part of our showcase. I said the month of March is it's Reading Awareness Month. And so what I wanted to do is highlight authors. God gave me this vision, like, last year, and I kind of sat on it because I was working on some other projects. But he said, I've given you the ability to multitask, so you can still work on other projects and do this. So I want to highlight the authors and just share them with you, share their gifts with you. And they've been a blessing to me. I hope they've been a blessing to you. We will be back same time, same place next week, 8 p.m. Tell your friends, tell your family. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on the Blog Talk Radio channel, blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. Like us on Facebook as well. And tell your friends, because I'm telling you, we're inspiring, empowering, equipping, and pushing people into their purpose each and every week. I love you guys. I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. And I will see you then. Have a great, great night and a wonderfully blessed week.